Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. A great week of sports. We got the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs rolling on. Baseball is in full swing in the MLB. College baseball, we're 2 weeks away until we see the NCAA tournament bracket. And then on Thursday, we get our second major of the year in golf, the PGA Championship. We're going to break all of that down. Lucy Burge will join me later on in the show for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. And I really like the card a lot today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have, whatever's on your mind, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL. You can also go to YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Also, and if you miss any part of the show today, you can go check it out on the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session on a Monday, and we're kicking things off like we do each and every Monday with Johnny Venezia, who joins us on the Glasser guest line. You can follow him on X at @JohnnyVTV. He is the host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, big week of college baseball. We got these big power 4-5 regular season leagues starting to wind down. We got some conference tournaments getting ready to start in some of these mid-major leagues. So we're getting to the exciting time of the year in college baseball. We'll start at the top. It feels like I ask you about these three teams each and every week, Tennessee, Arkansas, and A&M. But those three continue to be the betting favorites wherever you look around amongst the sports books. So I'll ask you once again, of those three, Aggies, Hogs, Vols, who do you think's the best right now?
PJ, leave it to the kids to go crazy when the adult goes on vacation for a weekend. Absolute chaos in the college baseball landscape among the top teams this week. And, you know, Texas A&M, they've been a little bit exposed here, especially in the pitching department. Last two weekends, they lost at LSU and Ole Miss. Two gimme series that they really need to hold on to that number one spot. The offense is really good, but I'm having trouble with the pitching, especially in the starting rotation the last couple weeks outside of Ryan Prager, the Friday guy. Arkansas, they have the best pitching in the country, but the offense is a big question mark in my opinion. I think Tennessee right now is the most consistent team. They have an offense that you can legitimately say is maybe the best, if not top three in the entire country. The pitching has been good enough. I think right now, at this moment, Tennessee is probably the best team in the country, and they rightfully should hold on to the number one seed going into the postseason. But PJ, we've seen this movie 2 years ago when the team of the Tennessee Volunteers that was much better then went in and couldn't even get to Omaha. So let's see what happens this year.
Let's see what happens. As you guys can see, if you're watching on Twitch and YouTube, A&M and Arkansas are the betting favorites at plus 600 at BetMGM. And Johnny, what a treat for us that they play this upcoming weekend in College Station. You mentioned how great that Arkansas pitching staff is. How do you think those two teams match up against one another? Is there a specific kind of matchup that you're looking to attack when those teams meet up this weekend?
Dude, The matchup is simple as this. Thursday night, Hagen Smith, the best pitcher in the country, a guy who has a legitimate shot to go anywhere from number one to number seven in this summer's draft. He is the best pitcher in all of college baseball, and he has been automatic this year. His worst start last weekend against Mississippi State was 5 innings, 3 earned, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts. That's his worst start this year. He's got a bloated 1.65 ERA and 136 Ks in 71 innings. Even at a very tough A&M team who plays awesome at home, who has a great lineup, I'm going with Arkansas for game one. And then I think ultimately A&M might actually take games two and three because they have an offensive edge. And, you know, the starting staff for Arkansas with Brady Tiger, Mason Molina, has been a little bit shaky as of late. So I think I'm going to go with the better offense in A&M to steal the series. But Arkansas should take game one.
All right, very nice. Now, we know the SEC is loaded in college baseball. It is every year. But, Johnny, the ACC, man, especially the top half of the league, they got some good teams as well. Clemson's been great. Wake Forest, we know, is really good. Florida State, Duke, who we talked about a lot earlier in the year. And then Virginia, who's consistently good year after year. You got five teams that certainly could make a case for going to Omaha for this upcoming season. Of all those teams in the ACC, though, who would you say is your favorite this year?
I'll be honest with you, Peach. I don't think any one of them truly stands out. Clemson was the best rated. I don't think they're the most talented. I think they've played well, but they just went into Wake Forest and they got clapped. They got swept across the board. I think Clemson is very good, but I don't think they're win the College World Series good. I think Florida State is probably the most talented, but they just have too many issues in terms of not putting it all together in the big moments, especially on the road. But ultimately, I think Duke and Florida State are probably the teams that I think have the best shot to make the best run because they have some kind of balance of great hitting and great pitching. But it all comes down to can they execute on the given moment in the big spot in June. I think Clemson is capable. Wake, you never know. Virginia, great offense. But FSU and Duke, for my money, have the best sustainability to make a run.
All right, very good. Yeah, can't wait to see how it plays out there in the ACC. Johnny, I know you're constantly week after week looking for value in the futures market because that's the beauty of college baseball. Those markets are certainly not as sharp as some of the professional sports that we see across the sports landscape. As of right now, is there a team that you have placed a futures bet on recently or maybe a team that you have on your radar that's kind of trending at the right time that you think maybe you could see yourself placing a bet on?
So I have two. One of my biggest liabilities this year, or positions I should say, is Mississippi State. That's a team I really think has a chance to make a run. The problem is Mississippi State blows the most ridiculous leads you'll ever see. They had an opportunity to take the series at Arkansas yesterday. They blew a 6-0 lead. This team legitimately could be top five, maybe top three in the country if they knew how to hold leads, especially big leads. But there's a lot of talent on this team, and I think we've seen this movie before where teams at bullpens, they just find a way to figure it out in June, and the rest of their team is solid, and it all comes together. They have a ridiculous pitching staff in the starting rotation with Cal Steven and my guy, switch pitcher Gerangelo Sanja. They might get Nate Dom back, the guy who was the originally Friday night starter. I think Mississippi State, if they hold it together, can make a run. They should be hosting in the regionals in a couple weeks. And then Dallas Baptist is one that's trending around 60-1. They're a little bit lesser known, but they're a team that really likes to do damage out of the mid-major regions. And I think with a really good Friday night guy and Ryan Johnson, some good offensive guys and a really good closer in Nick Wilson, DBU is going to be one of those two seeds that really makes life difficult for a regional host. So I wouldn't sleep on the Dallas Bombers, as they call them.
And then a team that I want to ask you about that we really haven't talked about on this show is East Carolina. And they've had a really good team here over the last 4 or 5 years. But, Johnny, right now they're threatening to maybe get one of those top eight seeds and host a super regional. What are your thoughts on the Pirates? Are they legit? Are they legit contenders this year?
Well, I thought they could have locked up a top eight seed over the weekend, but they decided to go out to Tulane and get swept, which is an absolute disaster. That's a layup, Peach. That is a gimme. And they just completely melted down. I think there's still a good shot East Carolina could be a super regional host. And East Carolina is very dangerous in their own building. We saw it a couple of years ago when they were a host. The jungle gets rocking. They have maybe the third best pitcher in all of college this year in Treya Savage, a guy who's a bona fide first rounder, maybe top 12 pick this summer. I think East Carolina is going to be tough, especially in their own building. It's not a place I would want to go. But I think ultimately the lack of depth on offense is going to be the thing that prevents them from reaching the College World Series finals. I could see them make it, but I don't know if I'd see them win at all just because they're too reliant on their pitching. If their pitchers have a bad day, it's hard for them to win and win consistently.
All right, fair enough. Nobody does college baseball better than that man, Johnny Venezia. You can follow him on X at @_JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, always great stuff, man. Talk again next Monday.
Appreciate it, Peach. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. All right, from college baseball now to the pros. It is time for a little big league. Peach got a really good MLB slate on tap for today. It all starts 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time, AL East matchup between the Blue Jays and the Orioles. Jose Berrios going up against Corbin Burns. My favorite bet in this game, Adley Rutschman over 1.5 total bases. Every once in a while, when you're kind of going through the lineups and some of these guys against opposing pitchers, there's always a case where it just like jumps out at you. Adley Rutschman is 10-16 in his career against Jose Berrios. That's good enough for a .625 batting average. Adley's batting .304 this season. He's having a really good year. I'll take Adley over 1.5 total bases at plus money. And then we're going to keep playing Yerfi in all of Corbin Burns' starts. It's hit in every start but two this season. It's even money. So give me the Yerfi and give me Adley over 1.5 total bases. Marlins and Tigers today in Detroit. Marlins won yesterday. I think that's enough winning for them over the next couple days. I'll take Detroit on the run line, -120. Phillies were the team that lost to Miami yesterday. They're going up against the Mets today at Citi Field, who are coming off that walk-off win yesterday against Atlanta. We're getting the Phillies at -120 today against the Mets. I don't think it's a trap because it's Christopher Sanchez against Sean Manaea. I'll take the Phils tonight, -120. Good matchup in Fenway tonight. The Rays and the Red Sox. Zach Eflin going up against Cutter Crawford. How good has Cutter Crawford been this season? 2-1 with a 1.75 ERA. I'll take the Red Sox, -115 at home. Another good matchup. Cubbies have their guy on the mound tonight, Shota Imanaga, going up against Ronaldo Lopez and the Braves. Imanaga's been insane this season. A .75 ERA. Give me the Cubs. First five money line at +110. Pirates and the Brewers. Mitch Keller going up against Colin Ray tonight. Milwaukee is -145 on the money line. Brewers have won their last four starts, or their last four games in which Colin Ray has started. I'll take Milwaukee tonight, -145 on the money line. Then we got the Nationals tonight at the White Sox. Little bit of a stinky line. The Nats have Trevor Williams going tonight, who's been really good. And the White Sox are kind of playing decent baseballs of late. They've won three out of their last four. I like the under, though, in this game. Williams has been good going up against that White Sox lineup. I'll take under 8.5. Guardians and Rangers tonight is a pick'em out in Arlington. Michael Lorenzen going up against Tanner Beebe. The books have a lot of respect right now for the Cleveland Guardians. They are the most profitable team currently in Major League Baseball, so they're trying to adjust to the Guardians, and I think this is certainly an adjustment right here. I'll take Texas -110 at home against Cleveland. Oakland going up against Houston tonight. Astros -185 against the Oakland Athletics at +150. I think a lot of people look at this matchup, and in your brain, you see the Astros against the A's. And with how things have gone the last 5 or 6 years, you're just ultimately gravitating to the Houston Astros. But if you took the jerseys off of both of these teams, the Oakland Athletics might be the better team currently in baseball. They certainly don't have the stars, and they don't have the firepower that Houston does, but they have definitely had the better season up to this point. I think there's some good value on Oakland tonight. I'll take them +150 on the money line. Cardinals and Angels start a three-game set out in Anaheim. Matthew Liberatore against Jose Soriano. I am going to pass on this gross gross series. Reds and D-backs, Graham Ashcraft going up against Jordan Montgomery. Give me Cincinnati on the money line tonight, plus 120. Montgomery hasn't been great so far this season, 4.70 ERA, and it's a tough scheduling spot for Arizona. They were on the East Coast. They played Baltimore yesterday afternoon, didn't get an off day, have to fly back to Phoenix. I'll take the Reds at plus 120. Rockies in San Diego tonight to take on the Padres. I'm going to pass on that game. Royals in Seattle to take on the Mariners. The last six Mariners games have combined for 9 runs or more. They're playing a lot of over games as of late. I think that continues today. Brady Singer and George Kirby, the total set at 7. I'll go over in Royals and Mariners. And then Dodgers in San Francisco to take on the Giants. Yamamoto on the mound against Jordan Hicks. Ever since a rocky start to the season, Yamamoto has been as good as advertised. I'll take the first 5 under 4 at minus 130 in Dodgers and Giants tonight. Time for Playoff Peach here on Send It In. As I see, we got some questions coming in from our guy Moist Cupcakes here. We'll talk about the Thunder-Maverick series in a little bit. First, though, Boston and Cleveland, 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. First game up in our NBA doubleheader. All over Boston in Game 3. The Celtics are just such a predictable team. This is what they do. Huge favorites at home. They drop one of the games and then immediately go on the road and get hold of the series once more. They cover the spread. I like Boston to do the same thing again tonight. The spread's going up from 7.5 to 8.5. Donovan Mitchell was awesome in Game 3, especially shooting the three-point shot. Boston played well, but I don't even think they played all that. Derek White's continuing to struggle for 3. That's the second game in a row where we've seen that. Drew Holiday's been really good. Tatum was excellent in Game 3 as well. So I'll back Boston once again. I think they win by double digits tonight. Player prop that I would look at is going to be Evan Mobley under 15.5 points at minus 130. In this series so far, Mobley has scored 17 or more points in all 3 of the games. But in all 3 of the games, Mobley is shooting 60% or better from the field. I do not see that continuing. And it's not like he's just having dunks and layups. He's shooting mid-range shots. He's shooting at least 11 or 12 field goals a game. So I think eventually there's going to be a little regression from Mobley. I'll take his under 15.5 points. As for this Thunder and Maverick series, Moist Cupcake says that his best bets are going to be all singles. He likes Holmgren over 22.5 points and rebounds. The line has come down from 24.5 since the start of the series. And he also likes SGA's rebounds and assist prop. I think it's gone up every single game in this Dallas series. Would you still take it at over 13.5? I've also noticed that with SGA, Moist Cupcakes, because obviously Shea is such a great scorer that's kind of what people focus on. But I would still play that because, again, this is a must-win for OKC tonight, right? You're down 2-1 in the series. You got to have this game. Really tough to go down 3-1 and win a series. So he's going to be aggressive tonight. He's going to do a little bit of everything. And also with Josh Giddey really being a non-factor for OKC, I don't see Shea resting much in this game. Even though OKC's got great depth and they've been playing a ton of guys throughout the playoffs, they haven't been in a spot like this, right? You were up 1-0 in the series, and then you lose Game 2, then it's 1-1, but now your backs are really against the wall. This is the first true adversity, the first true must-win game, essentially, that OKC has to win. So I like the points and rebounds for SGA. Holmgren has been so hit or miss this series, you know, and you do worry about him getting into foul trouble, so I'm going to stay away from that one. It is interesting, though, that hit has dropped from what it was starting at the beginning of the series, but I like the SGA play with points, with rebounds and assists. The play that I like in this game, just straight up, is going to be OKC to win at minus 105. Didn't really like anything in Game 3, but I knew that whoever won Game 3, I was going to back the loser of that game in Game 4. So with Oklahoma City losing Game 3, I like them here in Game 4. This just feels like it's going to be 2-2 going back to Oklahoma City. And look at what the line's telling you, right? Dallas was 2.5-point favorites in Game 3. They win, they cover, and yet it's down to 1.5 right now. So odds makers certainly, it feels like OKC is the play here in this game tonight. So I like Oklahoma City. Something that I would also look at is Oklahoma City on the series line. Now, certainly they could win tonight and still lose the series, but it is interesting that they're plus 180 to win the series. They're minus 105 to win tonight. And we all know that if OKC wins tonight, they're going to be favored to win the series because it's going to be a best of three and they're going to have home court advantage back. So if you want some value, maybe you have some options to play around with. Maybe OKC to win the series at plus 180 if you do like them to win tonight. Certainly another look. And then in the NHL, we got the Hurricanes and the Rangers, the Stars and the Avalanche. I love this spot for Carolina tonight. I feel like in the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Bruins and Panthers is the same kind of scenario tomorrow. Rangers were up 3-0 in the series. Carolina avoids elimination in game four. I think everybody looks at this game tonight. Rangers are undefeated at home in the postseason. They're at home and everybody just expects the Rangers to kind of win. It's also a pick 'em at minus 110, but this game tonight just feels like Carolina's going to win, and then we're going to go back to Carolina for game six, and that is when the Rangers close out the series. But it just kind of feels like the consensus is, all right, the Rangers lost game four, whatever. They're back home tonight. They'll get the win. Give me Carolina minus 110 and give me the Avalanche at minus 135 to tie up their series against the Stars as well. All right, it is time to go golfing with Glasser. We got a major this week, folks, so we're going to be talking some golf each and every day. Our initial thoughts here as we look at the PGA Championship, which is at Valhalla Golf Club this week in Louisville, Kentucky. It is one of the longest courses that these guys are going to play all year on the PGA Tour. 7,600 yards, and it's only a par 71. Tall fescue this week. You have huge greens and obviously a long golf course. Jack Nicklaus is the architect of Valhalla as well. Big storyline heading into the PGA Championship this week is going to be the three guys at the top of the leaderboard. Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Brooks Koepka. I can't really remember the last time that we've had this, but it certainly adds to the intrigue of the PGA tournament. The last two events that Scottie has played in, he's won. The last two events that Rory has played in, he's won. And then the last live event that Brooks Koepka played in out in Singapore a couple weeks ago, he won, right? Obviously, Scottie won the Masters earlier. Brooks Koepka is a three-time PGA champion, and Rory is a four-time major champion, but he hasn't won in a decade. So he's trying to find how to win, essentially, a major again. He kind of forgot how to do that. I'm not betting any of these guys to win outright this week, but I all do love them in the top 10 and top 5 markets. Scottie Scheffler is just a top 5 auto play whenever he tees it up, because he likely is going to win, and if he doesn't, he's likely going to be in contention. He's minus 120 to finish top 5 this week, so I do like that for Scottie. And then Rory is minus 125 to finish in the top 10. This should be another golf course that sets up well for him. I mentioned that Rory has the four major wins. His last major actually came here at Valhalla 10 years ago in 2014. The last two winners at this course, Tiger Woods and Rory, both led the field in driving distance and driving accuracy. So if you're a guy that can hit it long and straight on this golf course, you're going to have a great chance. That's what Rory does, so I'll take him in the top 10. And then it's Brooks Koepka at the PGA Championship. It's Brooks Koepka at a major. I'm absolutely going to take him at plus 150 in the top 10 as well. Outside of those guys, there are four guys on my card that I am looking at, all outright winners this week and also some placements as well. The first one is Ludvig Åberg, right? Kind of came onto the scene at the Masters. I've compared him on this show plenty to Louis Oosthuizen, just the smoothest swing in golf. He didn't play last week. He was nursing an injury, and it doesn't feel like anybody's going to talk about Ludvig heading into the PGA, and he just feels like the kind of guy that when the first two rounds are underway, and he's towards the top of the leaderboard, everybody's going to say, why didn't I bet that guy? So make sure you have a piece of Ludvig, 18-1 to win this week. John Rahm at 20-1. I mentioned Tiger and Rory. The past two winners here have led in driving distance and driving accuracy. Well, Rahm can hit it a mile, and he's also one of the most accurate drivers on the PGA Tour. That Masters tournament that he played in, he was the defending champ. It was his first event since making the move to live. I think there was a lot going around Rahm. I think he'll be back to his old self, and he's 20-1 to win this week. That's a really good price. Colin Moore Morikawa is back to looking like his old self. And when Colin Morikawa is right, he's one of the best iron players on tour, and you got to be a good approach player this week because these greens are so big. 28-1 on Morikawa. I absolutely love it. However, my guy this week at the PGA Championship, and every once in a while, things kind of line up, and there are certain weeks where you just look at the card, and there's a guy that really sticks out. And for me, that is this week. And I love me some Patrick Cantlay this week to win the PGA Championship. Now, if you follow the game of golf, you know that Cantlay is one of the best players in the world, but he really has not fared well in majors. He hasn't even come close to winning a major. He finishes in the top 15, he finishes in the top 10, but he's never really in contention. There are some reasons that I like Pat, though, this week. When I was handicapping this course and looking at some videos, it reminded me a lot of three golf courses. Caves Valley, where Patrick Cantlay won, Wilmington Country Club, where Patrick Cantlay won, and then also Muirfield Village, which is Jack Nicklaus's tournament in for the Memorial Tournament, and Cantlay's won twice there. And I mentioned that Jack Nicklaus is the architect of this golf course. I think Cantlay is in for a big week. This course really should fit his game well. We're getting a great price on him at 40-1. Also, Patrick Cantlay is my guy this week at the PGA Championship. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge, who is standing by here on a Monday. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hello, PJ. Happy Monday. Five-star play for today is Braves money line against the Cubs. The Braves have won four of their last five games, and the Cubs have lost three of their last six. And on the road, the Cubs have lost three of their last six. And at home, the Braves have won their last three and six of their last seven. So bodes well for the Braves here. And the BetQL model loves the Braves money line and Ronaldo Lopez and his 1.53 ERA on the mound for Atlanta today. Five-star play for today.
All right, five-star play. Very good. Lucy, what about you? What are some best bets that we have for today?
I have a couple Lucy long ball picks for today, PJ. First one is Nick Castellanos, the golden home run. This guy is the tuxedo of home runs. You always want him to hit a home run because something crazy happens or is happening around a Nick Castellanos home run. But he has hit two home runs in his last three games, four total home runs this season. So half of his home runs have come in the last three games. So this guy is pretty hot right now when it comes to home runs, and against Sean Manaea, also pretty hot. He's starting for the Mets tonight. Manaea is in. Castellanos is batting .625 against him with two home runs and five total hits. So I like this spot for him. And then Rafael Devers to hit a home run as well. He has one home run in his last six games and four this season. So he is due for another one. He's going to start to get hot because he better, because what they're paying him is too much for him to not get hot. So against Zach Eflin also, who is starting for the Rays, he is batting .455 with five hits, including two home runs. And he also has two doubles in his last two games. So his bat is hot right now. I think he can hit a home run tonight. And then Bobby Witt Jr., over 1.5 total bases. He has 10 total bases in his last six games with a double two games ago. But against George Kirby, Bobby Witt Jr. is batting .667 with two doubles. So with the success he's found against Kirby, I like him to go over 1.5 total bases tonight. And then Adley Rutschman, over 1.5 total bases as well. He had four yesterday, 16 total bases in his last seven games. And against Jose Berrios, he's batting .625 with 10 hits in 16 at bats, including one home run and two doubles and seven singles. So I like Adley Rutschman over 1.5 total bases tonight too.
Very nice. I gave out that Adley play earlier in the show, Lucy.
Best.
Loves that matchup.
PJ, this is why we're best friends. Look at this. Same brain.
Right in line, Lucy. Well, let's see if we're in line here on Boston sports, because the Celtics had a nice showing in game three. They bounced back. Unfortunately, our Bruins pick to win the series against Florida, that isn't looking so great. So give me your thoughts on the Celtics and the Bruins. Does Boston cover tonight? And do you think the Bruins are going to make this a series against Florida?
Yes. So with the Celtics, this is the bright spot. I am all over the Celtics to cover a -8.5 tonight, and they will win one more game in Loudville, and then they will come back to Boston and take the series in five. I had Celtics in five before the series, so I am still on that. I'm still very confident in that. I think that's how this will end up. Very confident in the Celtics. The Bruins, however, are not so confident. The way they are playing is really disappointing. However, I would take them here tonight for game five on the puck line. +1.5 for the Bruins. I think they will at least keep game five close. So they are underdogs. And so +1.5 on the puck line would be what I would look at for that game.
Yeah, it was a tough one last night, Lucy.
That was rough.
Oh. Lose that game 3-2. That was a tough one. Make sure you catch Lucy Burge, Jake Hassan, Bet Slips, and Bat Flips coming up 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the BetQL Network. Lucy, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Moist Cupcakes also likes the Boston Celtics tonight, and he's taking them in the first half at -5. I like that play as well. I think Boston's going to get off to a hot start. Kay Hilmers, is Scheffler going to play after having his kid? I would assume that he is. If he doesn't, you could certainly bet him because Scotty's kid's already been born. So if he does withdraw, it's going to be before the tournament, and you'll get your money back as long as he doesn't tee it up. So I think if you're planning on placing a Scheffler bet, you should be in the clear, and if he does withdraw, it will happen before the tournament. I do expect Scotty to play, though. Going streaking, we've talked about it. I talked about it earlier. Lucy just talked about it. It's pretty clear-cut. Adley Rutschman is getting us to 5 in a row, 10 for 16 in his career against Jose Berrios. That is domination. Evan Mobley, prop lock, under 15.5 points at -130. He's had 17 points or more in all three games against the Celtics, yet here we are and his points prop sitting at 15.5 and it's juiced to the under. He's shooting 60% from the field in all three games. Some regression is coming for Evan Mobley. I'll take the under. Dog of the day, give me OKC as slight dogs, -105 against the Dallas Mavericks. I think we're going to be 2-2, headed back to OKC. Shawnee Sharp is going to take PJ Washington over 2.5, made three-pointers. He has been cooking from downtown. He's going to keep riding that wave. And then my favorite bet for tonight, give me the Carolina Hurricanes, -110 against the Rangers. Absolutely love the card tonight. Hurricanes, Thunder, Celtics, Adley Rutschman. We're going to have a big night. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good luck on all your bets. Big thanks to Johnny V and Lucy Burge as well. And of course, if you missed any part of the show, you can go check it out on the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. I'll be on You Better You Bet later today with Ken Barkley. We'll see you guys then. Great rest of your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.